The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome to another edition of an Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. I'm Andy Holding, looking at Clonmel's card this evening at Thursday, September the 7th, where we've got seven National Hunt races for you. Not particularly awe-inspiring fare, but we've got lots of competitive races, as always the case at this venue. The best race on the card comes in the shape of the 5.55, which is a 2.5 mile rated novice hurdle, in which two or three of these come here in reasonably good order, and my nap goes in that contest. So hopefully we can get at least one winner on the board here this evening. We start with a fairly weakish-looking maiden hurdle, it has to be said, over the extended 2 miles at 4.25. Glanya Gores is bound to be a warm order here following that eye-catching run at Tramore last time out behind Fort Montague from the John Nicholson stable. The way this horse stayed on in the latter stages suggests that he's certainly bound to win sooner rather than later, and that backed up a good run in the maiden hurdle at the Galway Festival. But the prices this morning ran about 4-1. I'm going to stick up Storm Rising from an each-way perspective. He also has got a gradual improvement in his form, and I thought he ran his best race so far to date in 3 starts at Kilbeggan last time out on the 25th of August, when he kept on quite well from the back of the field to finish never near a third behind Sayar, who was well back from the Willie Mullins stable. Only beaten half a length by Big Ben, who'd also gone into that race with very sound credentials from the Joseph O'Brien stable. A repeat of that sort of run would surely be good enough to see this horse at least in the first three, because I don't really see Tree of Knowledge and English Pale improving upon what they've done so far today. So Storm Rising each way at 4-1 is the choice in race number one. On to race number two then, which is a handicap over 2 miles at 4.55. And my choice here is the top one, Mr. Champers, from the Adrian Keatley stable. Adrian's got one or two horses that he plies his trade with to good effect over hurdles. And this horse, who runs in the same colours of Mountain Rock, incidentally, got off the mark at the 8th time of asking in pretty decisive fashion in the end, in what turned out to be a very competitive race at Cork when last seen back in July. I'm not sure why the horse hasn't run since. Perhaps his conditions, they haven't been able to find the right race for this horse, is a little bit of an excuse. But the form of his victory that day couldn't have worked out any better. The runner-up, Silent Sun, went back to the track next time out and won. And Hello Sweetie, who was a creditable fifth, she went to her favourite track of Ballinrobe next time out and dotted up as well. And the time figure also suggests that this horse ran to a pretty high standard, albeit he's £8 higher. I do think he's still running in the right grade to be very competitive. Although there are one or two little sneaky ones in this race, like Draconia and Can't Catch Me at a much bigger price, who does run the track well, but you're never really sure what You Can't Catch Me will turn up. I do think Mr. Chambers has got every chance of supplementing those gains from last time. On to the 5.25 then. And this is a 2.5 mile maiden hurdle. And surely the time will come when Delayed Eloquence finally gets a head in front. And it might well be tonight, because I didn't think this is a particularly strong maiden hurdle for mares. It was much, much, much weaker than the one that she took part in the other day down in Down Royal, which was full of in-form horses and fancied horses. And the winner was back from 10-1. To 4-1, that Dixie Lee. So she probably just bumped into one there who, of course, had been in good form in the bumper spheres, taking on board one or two listed races prior to that. So I certainly don't think she did anything wrong. There was nothing wrong with her run the time before and be up behind Lake Million or Blixter down in Downpatrick. She's just one of those unlucky horses that just seems to always be up against an improver. Hopefully that won't be the case here tonight, but she's got the experience, and that experience might just stand her in good stead over the favourite, Gronja's Dream, who is having her first start of her hurdles for the Willie Munning stable. She managed to win a few starts back, but ultimately she's been a little bit disappointing on her last few starts, and being as she's only a 7 furlong horse on the flat, I'm not absolutely convinced she's going to be a good horse over 2.5 miles at the winter game. So I'm going to give Delayed Eloquence one more go. She's certainly got the best speed figures in the form coming into this race, and around about 5-2, she's worth a bet. On to the 5:55 race then, which is the best event on the card without a shadow of a doubt. And my nat runs here in the shape of Jessica Harrington's 10 Theatre, who finally got ahead in front at the ninth time of asking, last time out when seen at Kilbeggan towards the back end of last month. In a race that was run at a strong gallop throughout, this filly stayed on particularly strongly to load the colours of the very strongly fancied You Cannot Be Serious from the Ender Bulger stable, with the pair pulling 22 lengths clear of the third. I've got no hesitation to suggest that this form is anything other than rock solid. Indeed, going on a closer inspection of the time figures, I noticed that the winner, 10 Theatre, ran a much faster circuit than the 148-rated Whiteout, who won over the course and distance half an hour later. So this horse is operating much better than a 110-rated animal on my numbers. And if she can run to the same level here, obviously over this slightly different track, she's got every chance of flooring the next two in the betting, which are Hardback and Masterson. Of the two, obviously Hardback has probably got the most upside, given that he won when he was unfancied the other day down in Sligo in pretty decisive fashion. But he's got all to do here to beat the mare, 10 Theatre, if she runs to that speed figure she did last time out. On to the 6:25. I must admit, this is probably the hardest race to get my head around on the whole card. Around about 6-1 at the field this morning. And given that the front two in the market between them have pulled up on three of their last four runs, it goes without saying we have one or two shaky-looking individuals at the top end of the market. Therefore, I'm going to go with the horse who runs his track particularly well, in the shape of Million Dollar Man, from the Will Harney stable. Now, this horse has had one or two disappointing runs at this track. I'll certainly take that on board. But as long as the ground stays good, then he's got a decent chance of backing up his only career victory in his career, which came here early on in the season in May when he was pretty impressive over this C and D. He had three runs subsequently, but they were all on soft or heavy ground. I didn't think he really coped with the conditions. And his last run here basically just got outpaced over 2 miles behind horses that were in good form, such as Bectic Cave, Fly Round the Bend. Going back up in trip here to 2 mile three and 180 yards, I certainly expect this horse to run a good deal better than what his position in the market suggests. So 10-1 this morning. Expect a big run here from course specialist Million Dollar Man in the 6:25. On to the penultimate contest then, which comes up at 6:55. And the couple of cats the eye here for me are Sweet Home, Chicago and War of the Pennies. Now, these two took part in what was a very strongly run race on my numbers back in the middle of June, when they were third and sixth respectively behind John Keeley's Just Janice, who's gone on to advertise the form with several good runs subsequently. Indeed, the runner-up, Steamboat Key, went on to win next time out at Belliestown. So I'm pretty convinced that form is definitely reliable. And I don't think War of the Pennies has done a great deal wrong in his next two or three runs. Indeed, he was a good second the last day behind Ardora Cross at Tremor. He loves it here. He loves good ground. He stays well. I think War of the Pennies has to go on the shortlist, along with Sweet Home as Chicago, as mentioned. Now, this horse was upped in trip to today's distance, and that's clearly worked the oracle on the Colin Bowes 8-year-old, because he was a very, very impressive winner in the hands of Rachel Blackmore at that left-handed venue, winning by 16 lengths, no less. So 3 miles here again tonight should really suit this in-form gelding by Shantou, and he also is definitely worthy of a bet around about the 8-1 mark this morning. So my two against the field there are Sweet Home Chicago and War of the Pennies. On to the final contest then, and not a particularly strong race by any stretch of the imagination at 7:25. All good things set to standard so far today from the James Nash stable, having run well in three bumpers, including that good run in Killarney the other day behind Optical Confusion. And one would imagine that this horse will certainly be good enough to be there or thereabouts. But he's up against, unfortunately, another Willie Mullins trained individual from Powerful Connections. So John Teal is going to be the choice here. Obviously not one of probably Willie's stronger horses in these kind of events, given that he only cost €13,000 as a three-year-old. But he's related to several good winners, particularly from France, and there's a good chance that he, like many others from that Gallic persuasion, will do well first time out for this particular stable. So Soi Gentil, unoriginal, but a strong choice there to win the final contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to be doing it again tomorrow, when we're going to be taking a look at either one of the two cards at Downrall or Kilbeggan at 4:05 and 4:20 respectively. So until then, It's a very goodbye for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.